Now, Carrie gets under Matthew Broderick's skin in the dark comedy opening nationwide on Friday. It's Ben Stiller's follow-up to his highly regarded directorial debut, Reality Bites. This time, Reality Bites for an unsuspecting apartment owner who orders cable service only to have Carrie install himself in his life. Dennis Michael talked with actor and director about their coaxial comedy.
Hi. Is there a problem with your service?
Yeah, my cable is out.
Ace Ventura may be out of control, but the audience is always pulling for him. In The Cable Guy, Jim Carrey plays something of a psychotic, funny, but dangerous.
That's okay. I want to not only entertain, but, you know, disturb at times and possibly throw the hounds off the trail, you know?
Yeah. Otherwise, there's nothing interesting about doing the same thing over and over again.
I had no interest in just making another Jim Carrey movie. I think, you know, we all wanted to try something different. And I don't think Jim had any interest in doing that either. I mean, he wanted to satisfy an audience that enjoys what he does, but also take it a little further and try something new.
After relatively few years on the scene, Jim Carrey is at the top of his profession. He picked up a record $20 million just by agreeing to appear in Cable Guy. He could do Ace Ventura clones forever or try something new. Carrey went for new.
No, I want to learn from this process. I got a lot to learn still. So I'm having a good time. I'm doing it incrementally as I go. You know, this gave me a chance to be, although I was an over-the-top character, gave me a chance to stop at times, be quiet and insidious at times, you know, but actually relate to the person that I was in the scene with, as opposed to Ace, who basically bowls everyone over.
But is Jim Carrey's audience ready for Ace Ventura's dark twin? Ben Stiller thinks they'll follow.
I had a gut feeling about that going into the movie, you know, that he could get away with going, taking a chance with this character and going to that place of a guy who's kind of psychotic and crazy and still be, in a sense, likable.
It's got that kind of energy in it, the kind of energy that people are going to want to see me do, but it also has a definite undercurrent.
Columbia Pictures is taking a relatively small risk with Cable Guy. The film has a moderate budget despite Carrie's fee and stands a little chance of losing money. The risk is more Carrie's alone, but hey.
Everything I do feels like a risk. Basically, brushing my teeth feels like a risk to me.
Cable Guy plugs in Friday around the country. Its reception is the question. Dennis Michael, CNN Entertainment News, Hollywood.
Well, I've been really busy.